So let's talk about some of the early histories, like The Mystic Crew, Chronicles of Comus and His Kin by Perry Young.
I mean, that is the quintessential book. Anybody who's ever written anything after that starts with Perry Young's book. And I wish I could have gotten to know him. I did get to know his daughter, Zuma Salon, but he did it all. Many people have poured through his books through the years, and I don't think there are three eras in it. I mean, he just was so exacting in everything he did. And he's a beautiful writer. I have several copies. One is beat up, so I actually have a page from it.
Yeah.
And this is the oft-quoted by Henri Schindler in The Meeting of the Courts,
yes.
The most beautiful description ever. He says, "Carnival is a butterfly of winter whose last mad flight of Mardi Gras forever ends its glory. Another season is the glory of another butterfly, and the tattered, scattered fragments of rainbow wings are in turn the record of his day." Isn't that magnificent?
I love that.
And that's in the preface, you know.
And the book itself is so beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
The cover, there's one edition with a no mask.
Yeah, oh, it's just
on the cover.
And some illustrations, and that's where it all starts. The next really significant book in 1952, Arthur Burton LaCour did something called New Orleans Masquerade, and it's really updates what Perry Young did and has a zillion photographs, all black and white.
Mm-hmm.
They redid the book for Comus's centennial in 1956, and this is a rare case where the second edition of the book is worth more than the first because there's more information in it.
Well, Henri Schindler, of course, has played an important role in Carnival and Carnival histories, and his books are many.
Yeah, they are. I published a book he did on the history of Hermes. He did one on the Atlanteans. Then for the Flammarion Publishing Company, he did something, I think, just called Mardi Gras. That's just
Mardi Gras, New Orleans,
yeah,
right?
Just phenomenal. Then for Pelican, he did a series of books really dealing with the art of Mardi Gras with parade poster bulletins and jewelry and various things. And that did really a lot for the collecting market because now we have something to go to as a reference guide.
Right.
And just so very important.
And he did invitations, costume designs, float designs, jewelry. Really extraordinary.
He's a dear friend and a treasure. And of course, has designed the Rex Parade for years. And he's had really a big impact. And he also does Endymion and Bacchus and Hermes. And his imprint is large on Carnival today.
Now, the crews loom large in Carnival history. You know, we have Crew, the early New Orleans Carnival from Comus to Zulu by Errol Laborde. Mm-hmm. Then more recently, we have Rex, an illustrated history of the School of Design from Stephen Hales.
Right.
Which is a really gorgeous book. So crew histories have been important over the years as well.
They have, and they overlap the general histories of Carnival. And of course, Errol did that wonderful book with Mitch Osborne in 1981 called Mardi Gras Celebration.
Yeah.
And he and Peggy did a book, Peggy Scott Laborde, recently. Crew is an important book. It's got a lot of early interesting information on some of the founders of the early parades. And I think Henri and Errol have contributed mightily to the whole library of Carnival information. And I think there are more books forthcoming. I hope so.
Oh, I do too. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.